There's something about Alaska that appeals not just to those who produce reality TV shows, but certainly to those who watch them as well. Consider just a few of the titles: Deadliest Catch, Alaska State Troopers, Bering Sea Gold, Ice Road Truckers, Flying Wild. The list goes on. Well, one of the newer additions is a program called Life Below Zero, which just wrapped up its first season on the Nat Geo Network.
The show basically follows six individuals who live in remote Alaska, surviving through subsistence hunting and sort of on their own terms throughout the winter, and also now through the summer.
Travis Shakespeare is the show's executive producer. He's based in Los Angeles and in the past has been a producer with Deadliest Catch and Ice Road Truckers. In other words, he knows a thing or two about Alaska-based reality TV. We spoke with him recently because Life Below Zero sent an advertisement to us in their efforts to find possible new cast members to include in possible upcoming seasons. So we wanted to find out more about the show and why Alaska is so popular in the reality TV market. Even if you're not a reality show junkie, you can probably glean from the show's titles something about the current cast of characters and where they choose to call home.
We're following people all around the northern part of Alaska and also Eagle. The conceit of the show was to find people, you know, toward the Arctic Circle or north of it to see how they can handle the most extreme conditions kind of on the planet.
Along with Eagle, the show was also set in locations near Dead Horse, Norvik, and Wiseman. The six people it follows are living some version of an off-the-grid lifestyle, and in the first part of the first season, we're braving an infamous Arctic winter.
The people that we're covering are more or less living off the land. All of them have certain supplies. I mean, obviously, like in Kavik, Sue has petroleum, which enables her to live on the North Slope up there through the winter. So it's not that they can't have any access to modern convenience. It's just that we're interested in seeing the challenge and the reward of people who get by on their own terms.
Alaska-based reality TV has been largely successful, another boom of sorts for the 49th state's legacy, with a few busts in there as well. In Shakespeare's opinion, viewers around the country, even around the world, are hooked by the romantic appeal of Alaska and those who live here.
People always ask me why Alaska is so popular, and I think that it, you know, for most people who live in the lower 48, they live a life of driving between the cubicle and the garage and back. And it's not a very glamorous life for a lot of people. And there's a sense generally, I think, that people don't have as much control over their own lives, that they're at the whim of, you know, their jobs and their families and stuff. And when they see these people living on their own terms in rural Alaska, I think it sparks a pioneering spirit in that we all share in our hearts. You know, I mean, that's what everybody wants out of life, is to be the master of their own destiny. And that's something that the people in our show are going after on a daily basis.
And speaking of people in their show, Life Below Zero is casting a wide net for new individuals and families to follow in future seasons.
We're always looking for more people who are living the kind of life that we're looking to portray. I mean, if there are people out there who think that they're appropriate for the show, we're definitely interested in hearing from them.
Shakespeare says that future seasons depend, of course, on whether or not the Nat Geo Network continues the show and in what direction they may opt to take it. Life Below Zero just finished following its cast during their summer lifestyles. Those new episodes will likely air sometime this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.